Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, we'll take those texts and phone calls on the Torres qualifying offer. How do you feel about it, and how does it impact the offseason? I don't know that they were counting on him opting in. It's one of those games of chicken. Hey, you go ahead and get your longer-term deal, and we'll get our draft pick. Mm-hmm. Problem is he's coming off an injury, and he took the upfront money for the upcoming season. Not a bad thing. I'll fight people who think it's a bad thing. He's a good player. He draws walks. He makes contact. He's a right-handed bat in the infield.
He's a quality player.
They need more of him. And if they're going to overpay for a year, it's only a year. It's only an issue if they chicken out and don't add another impact bat. But they pursued Bregman with Torres last year. You could still make room for McGonagall and a bat and Torres. You're just going to have to tell McKinstry and Keith and Javi that your at-bats are going to go down. You're going to be used as strategic utility players, which, by the way, gives A.J. Hinch good problems. I want to make A.J.'s job harder. I want to give him so many good bats that he has to fight and try to get all of them in the lineup, that he has 10 guys for 9 spots. That's a good thing. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. There is a world where they say McGonagall's playing third or short and we don't have a spot. We can't block him. It'd just be an incredibly disappointing offseason, given that you have one more year of Scooble and you're fighting for a World Series. I thought. That's what I expect. The other thing we've done today, and I think it's a good conversation. We've had great response. Pistons win last night. They're in first place in the East. Red Wings win last night. They're first place in the Atlantic Division. MSU hoops last night in one of those showcase showdowns. Undefeated, 4-0 start, bludgeoned Kentucky, one going away. Contender or pretender? And we can start with those three, but we can work in the Lions. We can work in Michigan football. We can work in Michigan hoops. Contender, pretender. Whatever caught your eye last night.
Yeah.
If you watch the Pistons wire to wire, hey, Cade's back, Asar's there, let's go, 11 straight. The season Durin's having, the defense they play, whatever. If you want to talk Pistons, here you go. Here's your chance. If we don't talk about them enough, here's your chance. If you're a hockey fan that goes, we always get squeezed this time of year, call in. Contender, pretender. MSU hoops, probably too early, but if you watched last night and you're fired up about it, contender or pretender, and you can answer for any or all of the teams, 248-539-9797.
Well, I'll start with Michigan State basketball. If they're going to shoot that way, 50% behind the arc, if they're going to even shoot close to that with the way that they play defense and the pace that they play with, the aggressive nature that they play with. I mean, they jumped all over Kentucky early and never looked back. And it's, I mean, when you go to half and they're interviewing, you know, Tom Izzo on before halftime, and he's talking about, yeah, we had some shots fall and, you know, I thought we could play better defense. Like, okay, those are typical things that Tom Izzo is going to say, but they were owning the boards. They were good behind the arc, and they were nasty defensively.
It's so funny because he rips his team even when they win.
Yeah,
like leading up to this game, he's like, "We're gonna get our ass kicked," you know. And his team's ahead of schedule. And he won't say that, and he'll never let the guys breathe. But John, they defend. They get in the paint. The question is, can they shoot consistently? They did last night, and yeah, man, they're going to be in the mix. I think they're a contender.
I think they're a contender, and I'll say it even more so, if they continue to shoot the way that they have early in the season.
So you say MSU hoops contender.
Yeah.
Pistons basketball.
Contender. And I don't know how you look at it any other way. With the way the East is shaping up and the fact that they've got a three-game lead right now, now that can evaporate in a matter of a week. So I don't necessarily know that I'm predicting them to win. It's the favorite's still probably Cleveland.
Well, how about this? I'm going to put a little asterisk. Subject to change. We're just doing the show today.
As of right now, I'm going to enjoy every single minute of this season because we have what we saw the steps that Cade took last year. We're watching him be much better in the second half, specifically the fourth quarter, which was the concerning issues, especially when they played the Knicks in the postseason. But with what Jalen Duren is doing, with the rest of this roster, when you're missing your top three guys and everyone stands in there and plays extremely well, now all of a sudden you have the depth to withstand. Is this going to be the only games that Cade misses? Probably not. So if he's got to miss three or four later in the season, or if it's just, hey, you know, I don't like it, no one likes it, but load management.
Strategically.
Yeah, you're not sitting there going, oh, this is a loss because we don't have our superstar.
No, they've shown depth, a backbone, and identity. That's the biggest thing for them. They know who they are. Mm-hmm. It's a non-negotiable they'll defend. It's a non-negotiable Cade's got the rock and he can distribute in a half court. And John, everybody kind of knows their role. Like, they fit with one another. Jalen Duren has become this ideal pick and roll running mate for Cade Cunningham. And he's shooting a little bit. And he's a good passer. And I don't know if he's going to be the team's Robin, but he's making a case early in the season. So I look at them and think identity, depth, you have a star, and there's room for improvement, whether it's Duren or Ivy coming back or Asar. The Pistons are a contender. And by the way, a wide open East, because that's part of it too, is their path is beneficial.
And when you're getting quality minutes off the bench from Ron Holland, Javonte Green, Asar Thompson, Dennis Jenkins, the way that he's played, and you're looking at Cade's minutes, and I know last night it was you know, not even as close as the 8 points set at the end of the game, but when Cade is only having to play 34, 36 minutes, all those minutes add up at the end of the year. Last year it was 40, 42, yeah, sometimes even more than that. But you get reliable play and minutes off the bench so that you're not relying on Cade to be out there every minute of every game. Now all of a sudden, instead of, you know, being tired at the end of the season, because this is a team that has to play an aggressive style of defense.
Yep.
It just helps you in the long run.
And you need to be peaking in the postseason. Red Wings. They won last night, first place in the Atlantic. Contender, pretender.
Pretender for a championship.
Hater, you don't know puck.
Pretender for a championship. Contender for a postseason berth.
Okay.
And I don't know where you're at in regards to you did the double-digit discount. They got no chance of making the postseason. I think you got to admit now that they're going to put themselves in a position to make a run at being a wild card team.
It's no secret where my heart is. I'm at the game last night. I'm standing ovation for Nate Danielson, and I thought he had a second one, too, before that extended offsides review. My heart is always going to want this team in the postseason. But doing this job and just calling it as I see it, I still label them pretenders. They're in the prove-it stage for me. They started hot. They've started to level off. 5-4-1 in the last 10 games. They're 26th in the NHL in 5-on-5 goals. That's got to be your bread and butter. That's what leads to sustainable success. The goalie play. Both guys have a save percentage in the 800s. So,
right, not good enough.
And maybe you're blaming the defense in front of him, which would only add to my case that they're still pretenders. They're in a prove-it stage.
So you think there's still no chance they make the postseason? Oh, jeez. No one can see.
Lions, contender, pretender.
Lions, contender.
Even with all the stuff we've been talking about.
Okay, we're not saying favorite. We're not saying that the Pistons are the favorite to win an NBA championship. We're not saying anyone is a favorite to win a title. We're simply saying, can they contend for a title? Yes, they can contend for a title. It's going to take some adjustments on how Dan Campbell is calling a game, decisions he makes, whether to play field position, kick a field goal, take the points, or go for it. All of those things play a factor, and it does come down to the execution. You're going to have to find a way when you play Green Bay on Thanksgiving at Ford Field. They've got a good defensive front. Heck, this week against the Giants, they've got a good defensive front. At some point, you're going to have to be an offense that can handle a good defensive front.
They're a contender, albeit with a pretty big Achilles heel up front on the offensive line. And how they pivot will be telling for whether they can win at all. They're still a contender, but they are probably in that second tier.
Sure, that's why I had them in the second tier on the power surge.
Exactly. We can get the phone calls. I think we're both on the same page with Michigan football pretender.
Yes.
Okay. Brandon, Clinton Township, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys? I'm calling about the Pistons, man. Hey, these injuries we had recently was a blessing in disguise because I had no idea how potential good of a bench that the Pistons had. And it showed when everybody was out. This is every Piston championship team. Think about this. Every Piston championship team, what did they have? They all had a bench squad that was really good or played roles. And this reminds me of 2003 Pistons when Rick Carlisle came in and developed that bench. Then Larry Brown took over over the top. We in that situation right now, I feel. We got two young stars in the rising. And this is a great opportunity right now for the Pistons to go on a run. They may come over personal way, but, man, I'm loving what I'm seeing right now. The chemistry, they take easy baskets. They're not just shooting a whole bunch of threes. They playing tough. They physical. They finishing games. I remember watching this team for two years. They couldn't finish the game. They'd be up, have a lead, fourth quarter, they blow the lead. And it was really tough, but, man, we got something special going on, y'all. We do. I'm real excited. They are definitely contenders in the East. They should have beat New York last year.
I agree with you. If Stu's healthy, they get a call here. Cade closes. Beasley makes a shot. There was a lot of things that went wrong in that series against the Knicks. I love that he's taking us back. The 0-3 Pistons. We're doing a little Mehmet Okur. Scoreless, Corliss Williamson.
This guy.
Let's get to Vic in Lake Orion. You're on 97.1.
How's it going? I just want to keep going with the last caller. You know whose name I don't hear enough in all this Pistons joint fanfare? J.B. Bickerstaff. I mean, something about the whole hustle and the team chemistry that this team has, I think, is unique. When I looked at yesterday's game, it was, I think, the first 17 field goals they made, 14 of them were with assists. And that's just something special that this team doesn't have. And I think a lot of credit needs to go to the coach.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. JB deserves a ton of credit for what he is doing with this young roster.
And, you know, speaking of the depth, what do you guys think? Like, we're getting injured. We're having players like Jenkins step up, Lanier. I'm telling people, next year, you know, after this season, these guys are going to get paid somewhere. The Pistons we're like branding these players almost.
Yep. Well, it's next year's problem.
Well, and you trust Trajan to find more of these guys. He's done a great job in a short amount of time. Like, Dennis Schroeder was a really nice, underrated addition last year. Dennis Jenkins is coming and replaced him. Who? Like, I was looking more about this guy's story. John, are you familiar? I mean, this guy's an undrafted dude. He went JUCO. He's
Dan Sanity.
As a ticket texture is coined, Dan Sanity.
I didn't come up with that. There's a Reddit thread out there about it.
We can explore that next. 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now, there's not a more perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So I'll ask you the question, what have you been waiting for? If you've been waiting, get off the bench. New customers, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet the players you love the way that you want. All you have to do is head over to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wings get a win last night. Nate Danielson, first career goal. Easy to get excited. He had a goal taken off the board that was a little more impressive than taking a shot off the leg.
Yeah.
but he is one of those guys that plays the 200-foot game. He's a young player, and he's one of a lot of young players for the Red Wings. They're in first place in the Atlantic today. We've been asking contender pretender for all of the teams. John, some of the messages coming in. Mm-hmm. No way anyone could say MSU is not a contender. They don't smash Kentucky by 20 if you're not a legit team.
Right.
Did the Pistons make a mistake not extending Durin before the season? He continues to impress.
Yeah, I mean, you could look back on it in hindsight and say, yeah. But until we've seen this year, yeah, we saw steps in the right direction, but we haven't seen anything like he's playing like now. I think you extend him at the end of the year, and you're going to pay more, but he's proven it.
There's a certainty tax.
Yeah.
And I want to have certainty if I'm going to make the kind of commitment they have to make with him. Going into the year, very raw. The skill set, rebounding and rim protecting, it's replaceable. He needed to become a more well-rounded player. He's a good passer, maybe even a great passer, if I'm being honest. He's developing a better jump shot. He's making his free throws. He's still only 22. He just turned 22 yeah. yesterday. So for them, if you start seeing his game
expand,
expansive, yeah, then I feel certain that I'll pay that kind of money to keep him.
Sure. And I mean, hey, you gave him a referendum. Go out there and earn it. And he is.
And he's responding. He's answering. Tech says, guys, Pistons are a contender. What's not being talked about is the improvement from Durin at the free throw line. 80% clip through 15 games in a league of stretch forward centers. Durin can bully his way to the rim and not worry about being a liability at the line, Cody in West Bloomfield.
Yeah. I mean, if we've talked about this team getting calls, getting to the line more. And if you're able to do that with Durin, just his style of play, and you can pay off at the free throw line, it all the better.
It opens things up. Tom, did you study the Reddit thread of Danis Jenkins? I'm kidding. The phenomenon that is Danis Jenkins.
Right.
No, somebody texted in Dan Sanity when we were talking about this earlier in the show. So then I went and Googled it, and there was a thread started 6 days ago.
Oh, trying to make it a thing.
Yes. Why not? Somebody else texting Danis the Manis. I don't like that, but
no,
I think it's better than Dan Sanity.
No, we're gonna go down the same road where we're trying to find a nickname for Cade last year. Now we're gonna try and figure out what we're gonna call.
I think it's more like Tesla.
Yes. It is kind of funny thinking back that we did all that How many catches does he have right now?
I don't know, four. I think I saw four, maybe. Yeah.
Jenkins is averaging more per game.
Quite a bit. Does Tesla have more catches than picks Holmes gave up to get him?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he has four.
Okay.
And they gave up three?
Yes.
He's helping out a lot.
Michael in Detroit, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Conk is I'm really saying the Pistons are legit contenders in the East. You guys made a great point. It's a weak East this year, but the way the dudes have been developing has been unbelievable. I think we were in a tough spot with, like, Durin's ankle injuries over the past year. We were in a tough spot to extend him. His defense was a little iffy, but his touch is real. It seems to be developed. His free throw shooting is incredible. He seems like a legit number two. And then the way that everyone else has been able to turn up the defense, I haven't had this much fun watching like an NBA team play defense in all 28 years I've been alive. I got to tell you.
Well, that includes going to the work Pistons.
It does. I mean, okay. Fair enough. Big Ben, he had it. But these guys, the way that they're all over the floor with their athleticism, just flying all over the court, it's like truly something spectacular to watch.
The game is more wide open now, so it does really put a premium on perimeter defense.
Sure.
And up and down. Not to take anything away from the 0-4 Pistons, who were holding teams to like 68 points. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You just play efficient defense in a different way. Oklahoma City was lauded for playing a great defense last year. You know, they're giving up 100 points still in this era of the NBA.
Yeah.
I'm excited for 9:35 because John does a power surge with the NFL every Wednesday. At 9:35, he's giving us a double dip. It's going to be cold weather foods.
Yeah, things you want to have at on the dinner table when it's maybe a little snowy outside, a little slushy, a little brisk.
Can't wait. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is sponsored by Gardner White. So the Netflix broadcast team for the NFL's doubleheader on Christmas has been revealed.
Oh, boy.
So Christmas Day football kicks off on Netflix with a matchup between the Cowboys and the Commanders, 1 p.m. Then right in the middle of the day, taking up your afternoon at 4:30, is the Lions and the Vikings. Have fun watching that. You can tell me what happened.
I will. Colin, we will be able to tell you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So the broadcasting crew will consist of play-by-play caller Noah Eagle, game analyst Drew Brees, and sideline reporters A.J. Ross and Diana Rossini.
Okay, that's for the
Lions
game?
That's for our game, Lions game. Yeah. Different crew for the 1 p.m. game.
Didn't Brees do something already before? Was he studio or games?
He was games a couple of years ago.
So he did, I think, a little NBC. Then he did a little ESPN studio work. And I think Fox picked him up to do some things now.
Yes, he did a game analyst for Fox.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. Michigan's basketball coach Dusty May has some thoughts on sports gambling. So as the team prepares for the Players Era tournament in Las Vegas, he was asked about his opinions on, sports betting. And he basically said that those who are in sports need to stay as far away from it as possible. And he also made it clear that he's not a fan of prop bets, but did say, he understands, what runs the world and sports, which is money. Mm-hmm. And that gambling does bring more attention to the games.
I did see he said he's very careful when people text him asking about his team. He's like, even if it's a good friend, I don't want to get myself implicated in anything where I'm giving away stuff I shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, he says, I just kind of stay quiet. He doesn't answer any questions.
Mutes the chat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The longtime abandoned zoo on Belle Isle is now being demolished, making room for some more natural space with trails and such. They're also going to build a brand new parking lot that can park about 110 vehicles so that there's more access to all of the other amenities there on the island. But the zoo was around for a long time, probably a staple in a lot of people's childhoods.
Sure.
It opened back in 1895.
Oh.
So it opened a long, long time ago.
No
it
kidding.
Expanded from there, then fell into despair and into debt. Kind of got revitalized for a moment, reopened in 1980 as Safari Land, and then it shut down in 2002. And the animals were all relocated, and then the zoo itself just sat in despair. So some new space coming your way to Belle Isle. A Detroit woman made a startling discovery after her son died last week. She went into his upstairs bedroom and found a large alligator living in the room. She said she couldn't go in the room because the alligator was still alive. So she went and she called this exotic animal rescue crew, Animal Magic.
Oh.
Yeah, called them right over. And here's the owner or somebody who works there, Mark, talking about the alligator. And it wasn't like one of those little alligators. It was a...
No.
There's a photo of this guy holding
him. Yeah, and it had no room to move. That's a big one.
For sure. Hey, you can buy pretty much anything on Amazon these days. And now that includes used cars.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. So Amazon has partnered with Ford to sell certified pre-owned vehicles online. And it's not just like a link that will take you to the dealership. You can browse the inventory. You can work out the financing. And then you can complete your purchase with Amazon Autos. All right there. Now, it's not going to be delivered to your house in 2 days. You're going to schedule a pickup at a participating dealer nearby.
Why doesn't a drone just drop it off?
Right.
One day.
Do you get a chance to take it for a test drive?
I mean, I would sure hope so.
Yeah.
Unless,
I'm just wondering if, okay, when you pick it up, do you sign on the dotted line at that time or have you already agreed to it?
I don't know.
I would imagine you'd get to drive it and you'd get to really see it in person before you hand over your money.
Yeah. Used car. Yeah.
But I think you work everything out before you do all that. So once you get to the dealership, you could check it out, make sure it's what you want, and then it's done. Finalized right there from Amazon. Pretty
cool. All right, that's Heather with the news. John's got the best foods. Cold weather next. Power Surge, part two, 97.1.
Hey, we've already had a little bit of cold weather, and that first blast of winter cold. We had a little snow as well. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure that it's running properly. But most important, you want it to be running safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price. So call today because spots are filling up. I've got mine ready to be checked out this week. Don't forget, Mastercraft does plumbing, electrical, and installs generators as well. All at discounted prices. So give them a call now. Or you can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wait, didn't we already do this with your NFL teams?
We did, but this is probably more important.
Yeah.
And you said I put in a lot of work. This one came easy because we all sit there and we look out the window or we're driving home and you're like, boy, this would be a great day for fill in the blank. And it is certainly weather dependent. You get a little cooler weather in the fall and maybe it's just a rainy day. It could even be a rainy day in the summer. It's just one where you're like, I don't want to go out. I just need some good old-fashioned home cooking. And so the power surge, I'm not going to give any honorable mentions because I want to leave some space for, one, you guys to fill in that blank. Yeah. I also want to leave some room for our texters, 248-539-9797. If there's something off my list that you say, I've got to have this when the weather is crummy outside, this is a meal I got to have. And I'm going to start with number six. It's my Heather Park special.
Oh, okay.
No,
I believe this is the only thing on my top six that you would eat.
Okay, I believe it.
Grilled cheese,
yes,
and tomato soup.
Nailed it. That's perfect.
Yes, that is. I'm sure that's probably some people's go-to. They're number one.
That's my number six, too. That's unbelievable.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's see if Tom and I can match this up. Number five, meatloaf.
Oh.
Meatloaf, but it's also got to be with mashed potatoes and gravy. And not any of that squeezable crap, yeah, that you're talking about. This is real gravy.
Squeezable gravy.
Yeah. For the meatloaf that I prefer, I can't have the ketchup on top.
Mm. Agreed.
You can't have that. That to me, it just throws everything off. No ketchup, just gravy.
Mom, where's my meatloaf?
Yes. Yes. Was that number five?
Unbelievably, yes.
What is going on?
Here we go.
We're good when we align with food.
All right. I think this one, I'm not sure that you're going to even have this one on your list, but this one, it's best if you've got a recipe that you could do in a crock pot. It is chicken and dumplings.
Sure, yeah.
I tell you what, the biscuits on top, mm-hmm, all right, and on the bottom of it, they're a little bit soggy, maybe even a little bit underdone. You put some butter on there. You cover it up with all of the chicken, and it's just. But here's the thing: in my chicken and dumplings, everybody likes to throw all these vegetables in there. No, I can't have peas in there. Everybody puts peas in with their chicken and dumplings or a chicken pot pie. Peas are bordering on the worst vegetable of all time.
This one just didn't make the cut for me, but very, very good. I love it.
All right,
personal
that's number
preference.
Four. Number three. And again, I get very specific on some of these. Pot roast. Who doesn't love a great pot roast? Cooking in the crock pot all day long or in the Dutch oven on top of the stove. No carrots, no celery, only potatoes.
What?
No, I'm not.
Is it shocking? You're a traditionalist. A classic pot roast has carrots.
I'm a traditionalist. Yeah, I'm a traditionalist to myself.
I have pot roast at three as well, and right. I do like the carrots and potatoes.
Okay, and that's fine. I understand that some people do. That is tradition. Even if it's there, I'm not taking them. It's just a waste of space
in the
crock pot.
You're going to work around them when you make your bowl? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How do you feel about onions and celery as for flavor?
Love
well,
it.
Well, no celery, no carrots, but I could throw some onions in there. Okay. I'm okay with that. I like onions. Number two. And this is like a 2A, 2B, but it's the open-faced either roast beef or turkey sandwich. Now, you got to have the gravy on the side, and it's got to be thick sourdough bread, just enough to be able to use it as a mop, to be able to pick up all the rest of that gravy that's rolling around in the bottom of your plate. Mmm.
Like, if Heather ever loses a bet, I want you to eat soggy bread from a open face meat sandwich. That's like you shooting the boot.
Wait, what? With all the meat juices?
The way that you described it.
That's her shooting the boot.
Yeah.
You made it way grosser than it needed to be, though.
Yeah. No, but you put your sourdough bread down there, thick Texas toast cut version of it. You put your roast beef or your turkey. You smother it in gravy, and then you've got a big old pile of mashed potatoes right next to it.
You just got me thinking, not to go too far back, what kind of bread for the grilled cheese?
The grilled cheese. I'm a big fan of sourdough.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Sourdough is like one of the go-tos. Yeah.
Now, when you have it with tomato soup, is it better to dip as a triangle or a square?
Well, it's clearly a triangle.
Is what? It's not a square. I mean, I guess you could make rectangle. It a square if you cut it into four pieces, but it would either be a rectangle or a triangle.
It's got to be a triangle.
Of course.
Yeah. Isn't that what I've always said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So that was a big debate before. It must have just been Stoney's problem.
I'm just making sure that you didn't change.
Okay, and you put your Christmas lights top down. Anyway, chili is the number one.
There you
go. For mine, people can do whatever kind of chili they want. And Heather, have you ever had chili, like a meatless chili?
I'm sure I've had chili in my lifetime, but I don't recall it.
Right. They just basically call that vegetable soup.
I'll take that.
Okay. So my chili has to have sausage, bacon, chunks of beef, so it's more of a Texas style. I made one last weekend, and it was phenomenal. And it's got to be a little bit spicy. I like to have a little bit of a sweat going when I'm done with this.
Lots of chili powder.
Chili powder, but jalapenos, poblano peppers, green peppers, onions.
I can't do the jalapeno peppers anymore. I had to delete that from my repertoire.
Too much. Was it indigestion or the pain on the way out?
The pain. Prediction?
It burns!
Pain.
Yes.
So I had chili too. I had beef stew number one.
Okay.
And there might be a little recency bias because I had it recently. I absolutely love it.
Okay.
So savory.
So your beef stew, is it different than the pot roast?
Yeah.
Okay.
More vegetables in it. I actually don't mind some tomatoes in it, to be honest with you.
I don't know about that.
Yuck.
But yeah, I don't know. I think recently. But how about something else? Not on the list, but I think good. Beef stroganoff.
I'm not
You're
a big
so
fan of pasta.
I'm talking about the food. Okay?
Right, yeah. I'm not a big fan of... stroganoff is the pasta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pasta. That's why there's no... I know a lot of people will have pasta as a go-to. Some will probably say lasagna, some, a hearty pasta and a good meat sauce. They're good. It's just not in my top six. And I'm not a big pasta fan.
Are you offended?
No, he's made his position very clear in the time we've worked together. I love pasta.
I know
one
you
of
do.
The many yes, differences yes. between
you and
you
your
and me.
Bolognese.
Bolognese, good all year round.
Is there anything that's on my list that you're there's a no go, or is there anything that you have on yours that would?
You hit a lot of the classics. I think you're missing maybe some soups, like a chicken noodle soup.
Well, I got chicken and dumplings. I got the pot roast. I got the chili. That's enough.
Yeah.
Soupish.
Yeah.
For me,
that's fine. I don't have any like big gripes, Heather.
Yeah.
Cold out. What do you want?
I go for more warm treats than like full meals.
Like what? Like
and
hot
maybe
chocolate?
That's how I eat. Like I don't
warm
sit down
treats.
And eat. Like yeah, like I want
a hot fudge sundae.
I want hot chocolate. When I was a kid, it was hot chocolate and toast. So you take toast with butter and you slice and then you dip it. So I want hot chocolate and toast, or I want soup. Soup's good.
I've never heard of that one before.
It's great.
Hot
or
chocolate and toast.
Yeah.
Like buttered toast?
Buttered toast, okay. And then you slice it into three slices, and then it's like a dipper. It's great.
I'm sure it's good.
Cinnamon roll. Like I want warm treats, like is what I think of.
Cinnamon roll.
Would be great.
Yeah.
And the soups, I think, are other people, like chicken pot pie.
Okay.
Could be good.
Yeah, it's all variations of the same thing.
Yeah.
I know, but that's... So I'm curious, for those that don't eat meat... Like, what is your...
It's soup. Soup is probably my go-to for me.
Okay. I'm kind of
potato
stumped
soup,
on the
broccoli
the...
cheddar soup, tomato soup. Those are my go-tos.
Mm.
Everything has toast with it. I want bread and
bread
soup.
Cupping.
Bread and hot chocolate.
Bread and hot chocolate.
Huh. Yeah, it's weird, but it's good.
I would never have thought, but I...
Yeah.
I imagine it's probably pretty good.
Some marshmallows on top.
Okay.
I just can't imagine dipping toast into my hot chocolate. I'm not saying it's bad.
I've never
have thought of it. I mean, it'd be like, you'd probably be a big croissant fan in your hot chocolate.
I've never tried that. It does have a different taste than bread.
Some of the texts.
Flakes apart a little bit more.
The early response.
Dry.
And we'll collect more of these. Beef stroganoff, definitely my go-to. Matter of fact, making it tonight.
Okay.
I would put regular chili at two and white chicken chili at number one.
White chicken chili. Yeah, it has its place. I'm just, no, I'm not going there.
Slow cooker pot roast on low. Skip the potatoes, extra egg noodles.
Do it however you want. I just don't want the pasta in mine.
Agree with John. Peas are trash.
Yes.
John having the taste buds of an 8-year-old never ceases to amaze me.
I mean, I think these are
sophisticated, John.
Oh, because I don't like vegetables?
I have the palate of an 8-year-old.
Yes, yes. Candy and yes, hot chocolate with toast. Yeah, throw a Pop-Tart in there and you're all set.
Done.
Let us know. Best food for cold weather. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you, our listeners, this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, I've got a great option for you. You can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. And again, that's an Encore GX for just $199 a month. Find your perfect Buick today. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Security deposit not required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
We'll get Carson Anderson in here in less than 10 minutes for their show. Got some fun texts coming in, John. You gave out your top foods in cold weather.
Uh-huh.
Some response. Stuffed cabbage.
Ooh, cabbage just disgusts me.
I'm not a fan. Manwich?
I mean, I do have a palate of an 8-year-old, but no.
Crockpot pork short ribs with a good bread for dipping.
Ooh, yeah.
Shepherd's pie should be hands down number one, Brandon.
It's not bad. It's just not going to be in my top. That's probably not even in my top 10.
Braised short ribs and mashed taters.
Ooh. Yeah, especially when you say it like that. Mashed taters.
Vote for ramen from Robin.
Okay. Yeah.
Heather eats ramen.
I graduated college.
I do not eat ramen. No.
Hold on. No, ramen doesn't have to be the dollar ramen you buy at the store. Like you can get
a
good
bowl.
Oh,
you get it for $2?
There's like ramen, like
ramen plus
restaurants.
Yeah. Boy, we're going. Yeah.
There's places that like specialize in
it. Yeah, you can fill up here for $4.99.
Okay. Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, okay.
Pot roast, mashed potatoes, and chicken and dumplings are the two best cold weather meals by far. Venison backstrap got a 9 point last night.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Stroganoff, hands down, signed Mel Tucker.
Then the only question is, what do you have for dessert?
Let's get to the phones.
Cherry pie.
He said it. All right, Jeff, what's up? You're on 97.1. You want to talk a little Pistons?
Hey, yeah. I know we've kind of moved on from the topic, but I was just going to say Pistons, contender, but way too early, really, to be certain of anything. But here's my real thing. Jaden Ivey, what do we do with him? Do we really want him to come back? Great talent, but will he mess up the chemistry? It does seem like it.
Why are we saying we seem like it? Because we don't know. I mean, he could be a great addition. He could be another weapon.
No. But yeah, he could be, of course. But he does. He's one of those, what do you call it, ball heavy or ball focused, something where he needs the ball, which definitely just changes the focus of the offense.
Well, okay, there is a world where, yeah, he comes in and he messes up the chemistry. And I don't like the narrative of, okay, after Jaden Ivey got hurt is when the Pistons really started to figure things out and play better. Like, it's just bad timing. It could be a great addition and another weapon and just another opportunity for this team to be better.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
It's an unknown. I wouldn't assume it's going to throw things off. I think it may. It may throw things off, but I think the whole point was trying to see how Cade and Ivy could coexist, and I still want to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I do too. And if we're going to give props to JB, like, why would we think? I mean, just take a look at what he's done this year. You thought going into this season, well, without Beasley, are they really going to be able to space the floor? Are we just putting a Band-Aid on it? We're not as good as we were last year, even though the East is down. And I would argue that this team is performing well above last year's standard. And if you've got Jaden Ivey waiting in the wings, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, he's going to blow everything up.
No, the one thing he is going to have to do when he gets into the lineup is he's going to have to hit his jumpers, because they can't have more guys struggling from the outside. He needs to complement with, like, Asar's not shooting threes. Jalen Duren is not shooting threes, right? Cade this season hasn't shot the three well. Like, if you're going to play on the floor with these dudes, he's going to have to be a good jump shooter. And he's shown that he can be.
Yeah.
But that's going to be one of the keys to getting that five to work together. Isaiah Stewart shooting threes has also helped him out, him out this season. But I want to see, like, I think all options are on the table. If you can get him back sooner rather than later, stack a couple months. If you can keep rolling, then
why not add another good player to the depth that you already have?
Yeah. And if it's just a bad fit, but might make sense somewhere else, he becomes a really nice chip to use via trade.
Yeah. All options are on the table, like you said.
I don't think you have to make any decisions right now. Or you don't have to be apprehensive. Like, no, he was kind of apprehensive about it.
Yeah, you don't have to make any judgments about it. Let's just see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.